The Agriculture Department has banned the use of a Nebraska-based contractor to inspect organic food inspectors in China. Now, we wanted to learn more about the Foreign Inspectors Program and what changes are being made in light of the indiscretions of that one inspector. Joining us for an update is the Deputy Administrator of the National Organic Program at USDA, Miles McAvoy. Mr. McAvoy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Bring us up to speed, if you will, a little bit of background. There was one inspector who has now been removed from the program because of possible conflicts of interest?
Yeah, it's not an inspector. It's a certifying agent. How the National Organic Program operates is that there are about 100 certifying agents that operate all around the world. And what they do is they inspect and verify that the organic standards are being followed by organic farmers, by organic handlers and processors. So they inspect and verify that organic standards are met on the farm, and then follow that all the way through the marketplace, through the processing and distribution network, to ensure the integrity of organic products that are in the grocery store. So organic products are produced all over the world. So we have a lot of foreign operations that are certified under the National Organic Program, and we have certifiers operating in the United States that do inspections and certification in foreign countries. And one of them, the Organic Crop Improvement Association, based in Lincoln, Nebraska, was doing a lot of certification in China. They were the largest certifier in China. They had over 200 operations that they certified there. And what we found during an audit was that they didn't have adequate measures to prevent conflict of interest. They were working with a Chinese agency and that was doing the inspection and the on-site reviews. And that agency is associated with the Chinese government or is part of the Chinese government, and they were inspecting Chinese state farms that were organic. And so that was a conflict of interest. We didn't find any of the farms that were violating the standards, but the certifier that was verifying the standard was not preventing conflict of interest, and therefore we suspended their ability to certify in China. So they're no longer operating in China.
And do you think that's a situation that's confined to China because of the particular nature of the government there, or is it something you're looking at around the world?
Well, we're assessing foreign operations around the world. I just got back from West Africa and was doing some assessments of what are considered grower groups, which are groups of farmers that are working together through a cooperative type of arrangement, and there's specific inspection and verification techniques that are used. So we were looking at how that system was working there. We have a team going to India later this year, and also another team going back to China later this year. So we're looking at assessing the way the program works all over the world, because products come in from all over the world into the U.S. to be sold as organic. In this particular case, it's really the certifier that did not have adequate procedures in place to prevent conflict of interest. There's 9 other certifiers that are providing certification in China, and they all have been evaluated to see that they don't have conflict of interest. They do have procedures to prevent conflict of interest. They use independent inspectors. They may certify some state farms, but the inspectors are independent and don't have conflict of interest. For this particular certifier, OCIA, based in Lincoln, Nebraska, they did not have adequate procedures, and therefore we suspended their ability to work in China.
We're speaking with Miles McAvoy, Deputy Administrator of the National Organic Program at the Department of Agriculture.
Mr. McAvoy, it strikes me that the people who are certifiers, particularly for organic foods, are probably a really specialized skill set, and that creates a very exclusive community. And it kind of strikes me that this happened in the oil industry too, with people watching over that. It's when you become a member of such an exclusive community, this sort of conflict of interest may happen just because it is such a specific skill set. Is that what we're seeing happen here, that there are so few people who can do what they do that they become really chummy and that they become a little too close to the subject?
No, this situation is where they had government inspectors inspecting government farms.
Oh.
In the other situation where there's inspectors in the U.S. or foreign countries, they are independent and they have very, very high integrity. That's their employment, is doing inspections. They may work for a government or a private entity, but it's a very tight system, and they work independently and prevent conflict of interest. They're not getting kickbacks or any additional compensation from these farms that they are inspecting.
I understand. And so in a situation like this one, does this put you in the unusual or untenable position of having to explain, nothing to see here, move along, folks, we got this, we caught it, the system worked, we caught it? Or is this a situation where you say, maybe we need to beef up the system? Where are you in this position right now?
Well, we're doing a lot of things, actually, to beef up the oversight, both domestically and in foreign operations. The program has been underfunded for a number of years, and we have a lot of new resources. So we're doing a number of things, doing more foreign assessments. We're implementing pesticide residue testing for all certified operations around the world that has been not required in the past. We're beefing up the amount of unannounced inspections that are conducted, and we're also doing market surveillance, looking at the marketplace to ensure correct labeling of organic products. The system was a good system previously, but in any kind of business, there are the bad actors out there, and so we're in the process of identifying them and weeding them out of the system. So this is one of those examples of we found a certifier not acting properly, and we're taking action against that particular certifier.
And I'm just curious as to how you found out about the situation in the first place. Was it a whistleblower situation?
No, it was a routine audit. And that's another area that we need to improve on, is that because of the not enough resources in this program, the timeliness of our actions was very slow. So this started in 2007 during a routine audit, and what happens is the violations were identified, and then there's a back and forth period of time where the agency identifies those things, and the certifier has the opportunity to correct or rebut the allegations, and they were not able to do that. And then they appealed the decision, which was in 2008, and our appeals process took a very long time. So we're trying to do a lot of things to speed up that process, more resources to the appeals group so that they can be quicker in terms of making their decisions, and then speeding up the process between when the audit occurs and when we're proposing adverse action.